Listening Library presents Safi's Angel by Hilary McKay. Read for you by Julia Sawalha. Chapter 1. When Saffron was 8 and had at last learned to read, she hunted slowly through the colour chart pinned up on the kitchen wall. It was a painter's colour chart from an artist's material shop. It showed all the colours a painter could ever need. There were rows and rows of little squares, each a different shade of red or blue or green or golden yellow. Every little square had the name of the colour underneath. To the Casson children, those names were as familiar as nursery rhymes. Other families had lullabies, but the Cassons had fallen asleep to lists of colours. Saffron found indigo almost at once, a smoky dark blue on the bottom row of the chart. Indigo was 2 years younger than Saffron. His name suited him exactly. "If there is one thing your mother was good at," Bill Casson, the children's father, would say, "it was choosing names for you children." Eve, the children's mother, would always look pleased. She never protested that there might be more than one thing that she was good at, because she never thought there was. Indigo was a thin, dark-haired little boy with anxious indigo-coloured eyes. He had a list in his head of things that did not matter, such as school, and another list of things that did. High on Indigo's list of things that mattered was his pack. That was how he thought of his sisters, his pack. Saffron was the middle one of the pack. Saffron had to climb onto a stool to see the colour chart properly. The stool had a top of woven string that was coming unwoven, and its legs rocked on the irregular tiles of the kitchen floor. "I can't find me," she grumbled to Indigo, wobbling on the stool.